Listening to The Reba Show, home ownership, hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. I am Salvador Villalobos, your host today. With me today, I'm very honored to have Mr. Craig Cummings from the City of Arlington Water Utilities. He is the director since 2018, is that correct? He has decades of experience in water utilities. He served as assistant director of the water treatment for Arlington for 4 years. Before becoming the director. After a nationwide search, Mr. Cummings' extensive experience and record of innovation and operational improvements made him a clear choice to lead the American Dream City's award-winning water utilities department. That's a mouthful. Mr. Cummings earned a bachelor's degree in science and environmental biology from the Eastern Illinois University. Before coming to Arlington, he served as the water director for the city of Bloomington, Illinois, for a decade, and as vice president and general manager of Aqua, Illinois? Yes. Aqua, I never heard of Aqua. And I'm from Illinois. I never heard that. What is Aqua, Illinois, or where is it?
Aqua is in Kankakee, Illinois. It's on the south side.
All right.
Just outside of Cook County, and there's some that are in the northwest as well. It is an investor-owned utility. Headquartered in Pennsylvania.
Okay, great. So, all right, good. So, Mr. Cummings, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us, I know we just read your bio, but give us a little bit more info, who you are, what you do.
Great. I'm a guy who's dedicated my life to water treatment. Believe it or not, I'm one of those people that kind of knew what they wanted to do. I grew up, as I mentioned, in Kankakee, Illinois, just south of Chicago along the Kankakee River. And I used to go down, go fishing in the river, went right by the water plant there. Used to be able to walk into the water plant, get a cold drink of water. And I just thought, man, that'd be cool if I did something like that. I actually did an internship in college in a water plant.
Oh, wow.
Doing it for 40 years. Love it.
So water actually is in your blood almost.
It absolutely is. My kids call me the water nerd, you know, so... I think it goes appropriately.
That's good. And, you know, the Kankakee River, it's such a massive river where it overflows quite a bit.
It does.
And I guess it's a natural design, divine design, where it takes back and gives back.
Absolutely. Like a lot of places, you have to be careful where you build, but it is a very high-quality river. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you come to appreciate where your water comes from. And, of course, here in North Texas, with our reservoirs and our droughts that we have sometimes, water is even more precious because we don't get as much rainfall as they do up north.
So tell me a little about that water conservation. What are we doing here in, you know, the Dream City as to water conservation?
Sure. Water conservation is huge. We're part of an overall consortium of a lot of cities. The state of Texas has different areas that they split up and they plan in those particular areas. We happen to be Area C, which is kind of north central Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, ourselves, a lot of other cities in the Metroplex. And we all look at what our long-term needs are. We look out at least 50 years to say, what are our needs going to be? What is our build-out? You know, some cities are close to being built out, like Arlington. We've got some room yet, but other places like Fort Worth has a lot of places they can grow into. So you have to look at those long-term horizons and plan what you need, and you may have to build another reservoir. Or the critical thing is conserving what you have. And that's been helped a lot by what the government has done over the last few years, where we have low-flow toilets and high-efficiency washing machines. So that use that a person had 20 years ago has actually gone down over the last 20 years on an individual basis.
So toilet, what else?
Dishwashers. When you look at high-efficiency washing machines, the ones that spin really fast
right.
now, they don't use as much water. Even something as simple as a shower head can conserve a lot of water. And, then of course, you know, the advent, if people are irrigating and keeping our lawn green, we have a lot of smart technology there where if there's rain sensors, they can tie it to a website that perhaps tells them how much they should water in a given period of time based upon weather forecast.
Forecast, not past results, forecast.
No, actually forecast, too. Wow. They could say, you know, it's going to be dry for the next week. You know, it can actually look at your zip code, and this is available actually on our website as well, where people can get good watering advice to determine what they should do as far as their water use. And for North Texas, that is the biggest use of water, is irrigation.
Irrigation. So what is your website?
Well, you can go to the City of Arlington website okay. and just go to the Water Department, or we have a separate one that works in conjunction with that. It's called Know Your H2O.
And Know Your H2O. I like that.
If you go on there, you'll get on that website the ability to really analyze and control your water use so you're not surprised with your water bills. For instance, we have a setting where someone could say, I don't want my bill to be more than $150 this month. And if they go on our website, put that in place, excuse me, what will happen is during your billing cycle, which is roughly 30 days, your usage will be determined and the computer will extrapolate. In other words, it'll say if you keep using this amount until the end of the month, you will be over or under that amount that you've set in there. And if you're going to be over, we'll send you an email and say, hey, you might want to cut back on your water usage or you're going to exceed that $150.
Well, is that tied into do you get an email? Is it tied into an app? How does the homeowner or resident is notified?
We have to have a valid email address. And okay. the other thing that we need to have what we call a radio reading meter. We've got about 65% of the City of Arlington that switched over to that. People call them smart meters, but they're really not. It's the same water meter that we've been using for 40 years. The only thing is, instead of a guy going out there with a pencil and opening a box in your front yard to read the water meter,
right.
now it's done by a radio signal that sends that reading back to our office, and we do that about every 15 minutes we'll check your water use. So if you have that smart radio reading meter and you get on our website and sign up for those things, we can send you emails. We can even tell you if we think you have a leak. We'll
wow.
give you a quick little email for that as well. Now, we need a valid email address,
right.
but it's one of those things where the kids leave the hose running in the backyard. You don't even realize it. If you have usage of a certain amount, 3 gallons per hour, for at least 48 hours straight, which meaning something is running.
You stole my thunder. I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We actually will send you an email and say, it may be a leak. You may be filling your pool.
Right.
We don't know. We're just saying, give you a heads up.
That's
check
fantastic.
It out.
So if you're if you are, I'll call it wasting, 3 gallons of water per hour for 48 hours, the resident or homeowner is going to get a notification.
If you sign up for it, some people have opted out
right.
because, you know, maybe they do a lot of watering all the
right.
time and they just don't want to get the email. There is an opt out.
That's awesome.
But the whole idea is to try to catch those leaks that in years past, when we read the meter, let's say at the end of the month, and then it took 2 to 3 weeks to process the bill, mail it to you. Before you even got the bill and knew about it, it's 7 weeks past the time when the leak started. So now we can do it virtually instantaneously.
So that $150 a month setting that you had is way past.
We've had some of those where people have come in crying, and we work with folks if they have if they have a leak. We understand sometimes things happen, particularly slab leaks here in North Texas. Underneath the house, how would you know you had a leak?
Right.
We'll work with folks. But the key thing is with these alerts, if you sign up for them, we'll let you know right away.
That's fantastic. Now, you brought a good point. Somebody's coming in, their water bill is pretty high, maybe for a month or two, the pandemic, and they're having trouble paying their water bill. Is there any assistance for them?
There is. There's a couple things. First off, we would say anytime any resident is having a problem with their bill, give us a call. Let us know. We have a program where we can put you in a payment plan to kind of spread that out. You have to stay current on your bill, but we can also spread out whatever was past due. So it's critical to call early, let us know, and we'll work with you. Now, if somebody is really in a tough spot, we do have what's known as a care and share program. Through a program where we sell, or we don't sell, we allow a company to sell sewer and water line insurance programs. We get a $50,000 donation from them every year. And what it allows us to do is put that money into the care and share program and help folks that are having problems. So you can go to Mission Arlington. You can go to Catholic Charities. Now, they're over in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes a little difficult for people to get there. Mission Arlington is right downtown. We also work with Urban Ministries. And if anybody knows of a non-for-profit that would be available to help people, we're interested in signing other folks up to get that assistance out there. But it can pay for things like late fees. It can pay for part of a deposit. And it certainly can pay for the past due water bill. So, you know, we consider if we shut somebody off a failure, and we're not doing that right now. Even if somebody's delinquent during this pandemic, we're not shutting anyone off. We want to make sure that people have water, be able to keep their hands clean and don't spread the germs per se.
Not
but
even
if they find a problem, we're going to help them.
That's good. Not only the dream city, but the dream city with the heart.
Well, you know, that's a lot of years in this business, and, you know, more than once I've had somebody in my office crying because, you know, a utility bill is not one of those that you really expect to get surprised about,
right.
But sometimes it happens, and sometimes people get into life situations, and you have to be understanding. And quite frankly, that's really, you know, when I talk about the American Dream City and our staff, we're there to help, and I really mean that. You know, it sounds like a cliche, you're in the city, but we don't want to shut people off. We want them to be able to succeed, so we'll work with them any way we can to get them to make sure that they're not getting behind in their water bill. We'll give them tips. We'll send them to places that may help them with a plumbing repair if they have a leaky toilet or something like that. We're doing anything we can to help them out.
Great, great. Thank you for the great information.
Sure.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue our great conversation with Mr. Craig Cummings, the director for the Water Utilities Department for the City of Arlington. We'll catch you on the flip side.
I ain't trying to think about all my problems. I'm living now. I'm living now.
Programming for the Reba Show is
about the future. I'm living now. Said I'm living now.
Alive. I wanna feel good. Come
Christmas, I'm gonna celebrate this life I'm giving. From now on,
from now on,
I'm gonna tell my mother every day I love her, and tell her thanks for being such a good mother. From now on, come on. So put your hands up if you feel like having a good time. It feels good, don't it? Living your life in this quick moment, and you never ever think it's gonna go away. But I swear, I know you'll wake up one day and say, yeah, I got things to do. Yeah, I got mountains to move. And if anybody's had to be, it's about how good it should be. Come on, say. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life.
Come on, sing it.
Oh, 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 it feels so good to be alive.
I wanna feel good, come on.
Oh, it feels.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show, Home Ownership, here from the experts here in the Dream City, Arlington, Texas. My name is Salvador Villalobos, your host today, with our special guest, Mr. Craig Cummings, who is the director of the Waters Utilities for the City of Arlington. Thank you again for agreeing to come in. Some great information that you're sharing today. If you're a guest and you want to call in, you can call in at 214-431-5062. A listener, that is, 214-431-5062. We'd love to have you part of the conversation. Mr. Cummings, so you were very fortunate to grow up in a rural area, well, Kankakee,
yeah.
And you were very fortunate to be exposed to nature, an incredible river to grow in and get a cup of a glass of water straight from the river. So somebody in Arlington that may not live near a river, how can they be exposed to how you were exposed to nature? Maybe this is a career path that they may want to choose. What can they do, or where can they go, or how can you assist?
Sure. First off, we have an incredible asset in the city, and it's called Lake Arlington. There's just a ton of things you can do at Lake Arlington. You can rent a boat. Take a pontoon boat out. That's through our Parks Department. They have a wonderful setting right along the lake, just at the end of Arkansas Lane, where you can rent the, it's essentially kind of a lodge-style pavilion there. So that's available. You can go to a couple boat launches if you're lucky enough to have a boat yourself. Fishing all along. And the eastern border of Fort Worth is Lake Arlington. A lot of people don't realize that, but the other side of the lake is Fort Worth. But we own the east side, and there's just a lot of parks that are along the lake as well. And of course, we have an award-winning parks department, so we have parks and trails, and folks should really avail themselves to that, particularly in these times where, you know, getting outside is really healthier for you.
It is.
Certainly, I would encourage anyone to go ahead and go to Lake Arlington and take a look at that. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place.
So if they want to know where one of our listeners or viewers want to know where these parks are, how would they go to your website, the H2O, Know Your H2O? Or
actually, they can go to the Parks Department. They have their own website that kind of talks about all the parks, all the programs that they have within those parks. And of course, both through the parks, the River Legacy Foundation, which is another park and another private group right along the West Fork of the Trinity River. They have a lot of outdoor programs, nature-type programs that go on year-round. So there's really no excuse why somebody couldn't be exposed to the outside, the outdoors here, if they wanted to. And that's how I got into environmental biology. I just loved being outside, and I never saw myself being in an office. That's what I do now. But, you know, it's one of those things where I always look outside. Every once in a while I say, you know, I got to go check Lake Arlington, and I find a way to get out there.
Got to do some testing. And
yeah, absolutely.
So, do you have to be a resident of the city of Arlington to partake in these parks? And
no, you don't. There are certain things where there are fees, and if you're a non-resident, you may have to pay a different fee.
Right.
By and large, you can enjoy any of these amenities. And if you've never been, for instance, along the trail along the West Fork of the Trinity River, it runs from city limit to city limit. So you can ride a bike or walk from Grand Prairie to Fort Worth. And a lot of people don't realize it, and it's a contiguous trail. And I used to ride my bike there, and man, I'm tooling along one day. I'm a kid from Illinois, here I see a bobcat right in the middle of the trail. And there's just all sorts of things like that that you can see right here in our backyard.
That's fantastic. So now you have somebody that wants to further their exposure to the environment. Do you offer anything?
We do. We work with a lot of schools. We have an internship program, for instance, with Arlington Independent School District. And I'm proud to say that we have probably now two or three workers that we took as high school students and put them through our internship program. And now they're working full-time employees. Some have elected to take classes for college. Others have elected to just come to work for us. We have one in our water treatment plant. We have one or two that work in our field operations area. So we're very proud of that. We also recently have been working with ACH out of Fort Worth. And basically, they're a group that works with foster children that are aging out of the foster program. And we've taken several of those kids and put them to work, and they've turned out that we actually have one of those that has become a full-time employee as well.
Right.
So we're trying to reach out, you know, and say, hey, you know, maybe this is a career path that somebody could consider, that you wouldn't necessarily have to go to a four-year school. Certainly you can. The city of Arlington has education reimbursement programs. But the critical thing is to kind of look at your community and say, you know, where could we help? And certainly with the youth, that's always important. So we're always trying to do those kinds of things to have a hand up for a kid that might be interested in this kind of career.
You know, my son, he goes to a different school district, but they came in, they gave him kits for the house, and now he regulates our water and
good for him.
Shower, and so he's like, we need to buy more kits. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, we need to buy more kits for the outside as well. I'm like, all right, if you want, I'm about saving a penny, $3.
Well, it's very important, and we do a lot of that because we think, you know, today's youth is tomorrow's, you know, consumer, right, using water, and educating them well. We're not indoctrinating anybody. You can use water as you see fit.
Right.
But you're going to pay for it, and you have to be aware that, you know, in North Texas, water is a scarce commodity.
Right.
At certain times. Now, right now, we have all of our reservoirs are full, but we always have to be aware that, you know, if we ask for people to conserve water a little bit more because we're in a drought stage.
What was that? A few years back, we were about 10 feet below level?
That's exactly right, and you have to be aware of those things, and because you don't want to run out, and we've
right.
never gotten to that situation. But you know, informing, you know, not only the adults but the children as well, they understand, and they are a lot more in tune, I think, than perhaps their parents with the environment and the environmental issues that are out there today.
Right. And like you're saying, you're looking 50 years down the line, and who else is going to be there 50 years but kids?
That's exactly right.
They're going to be adults, right?
Yep.
So we want them to continue that. Now, if one of our youth out there right now are listening, or their parents are listening, and they want to get indoctrinated. I'm just kidding. They want to learn more about that. Who can they contact
sure.
directly if they're not going? If you're not going to their schools, how can they get a hold
sure.
of somebody?
They could certainly go through Arlington Independent School District, Dan Dipert Technical Center. That's where we work through. For other schools, they could contact us directly, and that would just be on our website. You could send us an email. We have the ability for anyone to, you know, it's just, I think, water.org,
right.
Where they could send us an email and say, hey, I'm interested in this. We only have a certain number of internships that are available.
Right.
But sometimes we take interns that are not paid. If they have to get a college credit and we're already full, we'll even take right. some of those on. Just contact us, and if we can fit it in, we certainly will, because we want to spread the wealth. Because, quite frankly, in this field, it's difficult to get folks that are water treatment plant operators, for instance. It's a tough job. You work, 24 hours a day. You know, we have three shifts. People have to work weekends and holidays. You know, people don't think that, you know, when they're out there blowing the little horn on New Year's Eve, somebody's at that water plant
right.
making sure they're getting water. And, you know, or treating the wastewater. So it's difficult. A lot of our operators are getting to the age where they're going to retire, so we're always looking to bring some youth in.
That's good. So if you're a youth and you're looking to a new direction that you weren't thinking of, maybe give the City of Arlington's Water Utilities Department a call.
It's good pay, it's good benefits, and quite frankly, if you look at it, you know, it's one of those things that it's a very, very consistent job. A lot of people get laid off at some point in their career from different jobs. That's not one of them. People
Everybody has to drink water,
day.
Right? Drink
Absolutely.
Water, need to shower, and everything else. So you touched based on Lake Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Arlington Dam.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know there existed a dam in Arlington. I thought it, you know, there was just a Trinity River and a couple of outshoots, but never a dam. Can you tell us a little bit about the dam?
I can tell you about the dam. I can tell you about the lake, too, because there's a very interesting story there.
Okay.
On our east side, you have the General Motors plant. I believe it's the most profitable GM plant that there is in all of their treatment plant,
oh.
our assembly plants. And they make the large SUVs there, you know, like the Escalades
right.
and things of that nature. In about 1957, I believe, Tom Vandegrift, who was our mayor at the time, he was a car dealer. He made a pitch to General Motors, hey, you should have an assembly plant, you know, down south in Texas. And by the way, I'm mayor of Arlington. You should have it in Arlington. And doggone if he didn't persuade them to build a plant here.
That's
now, they needed a lot of water. And at the time, we were on wells. We couldn't supply the water. So what he did is he put a referendum out there for voters to build Lake Arlington. And they did. And they built a very large pipeline dedicated to GM, because there wasn't much on the east side at that time. And that's how GM and Lake Arlington came to be. But Lake Arlington is a fairly typical Texas impoundment.
So it's not a natural lake. It's a man-made lake then?
Yeah, there's very few natural lakes in Texas. Most of them are impoundments. This one happens to be a typical Texas impoundment. It's a what we call a soil-filled impoundment. So it's really just dirt. It's got a wall in the middle, if you will. They call it the core, that is concrete. But everything you see is just sloped dirt that they either took out of the lake and used it for the slope there or got from some other areas. But if you go on 303 heading towards Fort Worth, you go by the Oak Ridge Academy or the City of Arlington's police firing range out there, right behind it is the dam. And it's a pretty tall dam. A lot of people don't realize it's there, but that's what impounds all of that water. And it impounds Village Creek, which flows very high at certain times when there's a lot of rain, but a lot of times, parts of the year, there's no flow at all. So you need a reservoir. But that's not the only place we get water. We get water from the Tarrant Regional Water District as well.
Okay. So dam, and there's always that worry that something can happen to a dam. How is it maintained if it's in a
good question. And a lot of people think, well, you know, and they've heard stories of dams that are not maintained well. We're very meticulous about that. We have something called piezometers, which basically are something that is in the wall of the dam, and it tells us if there's any leakage coming through the dam. We also inspect the dam routinely to make sure that the downstream embankment doesn't have anything like a tree starting to grow there. You'll see it's all grass,
right.
But not a tree, because those roots can be a place for water to eventually flow through the dam. We also don't have any animals that can burrow into the dam. We look for wet spots, but we have cameras on the dam as well. Okay. To make sure that, you know, it's you know, never to the point where we see a darker spot of green where it may mean, hey, there's water coming through there. So it's something that we inspect every year. We go through a very meticulous inspection, but we inspect it daily through the cameras, and monthly we do a drive-by where we'll go through and look at all those particular areas. So it's a very important asset to us, so we have to make sure that it is maintained well, and it is.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break again. So again, we're here with Craig Cummings, the director of the Water Utilities Department for the City of Arlington. We will catch you on the flip side. Thank you.
I was sitting at home on my sofa watching my favorite show. PJs, popcorn, and ice cream with no makeup on. My girls dragged me out to a party. I didn't wanna go. I walked in and that's when I saw you. My heart hit the floor. I get weird, I get shy, and you are the reason why. I get weak, wanna die, when you look me in the eye. Is it all in my mind?
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
We are very fortunate to have Mr. Craig Cummings, the director of the Water Utilities Department for the City of Arlington. Welcome again, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So I'm so happy that we're getting to know a lot more about the Department of Water Utilities. I didn't know that they had all these resources. If you are a listener or a viewer, please give us a call at 214-431-5062 with any questions or comments or concerns that you may have. Again, that number is 214-431-5062. So, Mr. Cummings, let's talk about something that people don't like to talk about much, wastewater.
That's true. They like to flush it and not think about it.
Exactly.
And we certainly understand that completely. But that is something that the water utilities takes care of as well. And if you think about it, in your house, you have a water line bringing clean water in. You have a wastewater line bringing a wastewater out. Same thing happens throughout the city. There's water lines, water mains, and there's sewer mains. But when we talk about sewer mains, one of the critical things is there's a pipe that comes from everyone's house that goes out to the sewer main. And one of the things that's constantly been a problem across the United States has been something we call fog. Not the kind of fog that, you know, you can't drive through. It is fats, oils, and grease. And we simply call that fog because it covers all of those particular items. And we say never, never throw those down the drain. Don't pour it down the drain. You make, you know, a pan of bacon and, you know, you just pour the grease down the drain. You can either recycle that. You know, there's places that will allow you to take grease to them, or certainly put that in the trash that will go to the landfill. Okay. It's natural. It'll break down. There's no problem whatsoever there. But don't put it down the drain, because what happens is, you've seen grease. Once it gets to room temperature generally, it'll coagulate. And the same thing happens in a sewer. And then we have a sewer backup either on that line that you own running out to the main, or actually in the main itself. So, you know.
Not just the drain, but I've seen people take it out to their bathrooms because they think it's a larger.
Same exit, thing happens. Right? That's right. I mean, you'll get rid of it, but it ends up either in that what we call that sewer lateral coming from your house or out in the main. So we don't want that to be the case. Right. Another thing that we have to be aware of, and certainly this has been in the news with the pandemic when we had a toilet paper shortage, people were flushing all sorts of things down the drain. You know, things that were really not designed to go down the toilet, paper towels, napkins, certainly some of those wipes that they say, you know, they're flushable. They're not really flushable. They don't break down well, and they end up clogging the sewer main or some of the pumps that are in the wastewater system. So we say, don't, you know, flush those down the toilet as well. Those can just go on the regular trash.
So if you can't rip it, it's not going to deteriorate.
Very true. And quite frankly, you know, if you put it in water, you know, and it's not starting to break apart, like, you know, you lift it up and it starts tearing, it probably doesn't belong there in the wastewater system. But it's very critical that people, you know, realize that that pipe is, that sewer lateral is that line that goes out to the main, and that has to be maintained. That's owned by the homeowner. So, you know, if anybody happens to be selling a house, I would always suggest that you you have that televised, because I can tell you if you have root intrusion, which is a very common thing that happens, most of those lines now are made of PVC. You know, the kind of stuff you could walk into Home Depot or Lowe's. It's that white pipe, and it's very very tough, lasts a long time. But the older pipes are clay. And anybody who's dropped the clay pot knows what happens. It breaks. Right. Clay is brittle. And we have soils that move here in North Texas.
And trees.
Yeah. And the roots will get in there and cause those clay pipes to move. So sometimes those pipes will crack and break. Roots get in. Or they get misaligned and either have a leak out or you have soil intruding in. So it's a good idea to have that line looked at perhaps before a home sale. And, you know, if you do have a problem, certainly you can call. If you think you've got a blockage and your toilet's not flushing, you can call us. We'll come out and we'll look to make sure that the main is clear. And then as far as going ahead and checking the service lateral, you'd have to call a plumber, although we are working on something where the city would perhaps do that in the future here, in the very near future, because we're already out there checking the main.
Right. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
So you, let's say that your house is at the end of this table, and the main is where my hand is right now. So
sure.
Let's say the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, the owner owns up to that sidewalk, or do they own the sidewalk as well? And does the responsibility of that homeowner end at the sidewalk, if that's the case, or does it end where it actually attaches itself to the main?
Great question, and it's kind of confusing, and I don't know why it got set up this way, but for the water line, a portion is owned by the city and a portion is owned by the homeowner. The portion owned by the city is the tap in the main or the hole in the main, the connection to the main, up to the property line where that meter box is.
Okay.
From that meter box into the house is owned by the homeowner. So if something happens out under the street and that water line breaks, that's responsibility of the city. If it happens up in your yard, that's responsibility of the homeowner.
All right.
Wastewater lines are a little bit different. That lateral, that is owned 100% by the customer from the house all the way to the main. So you could be going under a four-lane street, and if it breaks out in the street, that actually is a homeowner responsibility. But I will say this, the city, in their wisdom, and I certainly call it wisdom, said, you know what, that's a burden for somebody that has to go out onto a busy street if you're just a homeowner. So they said, for the part that's in the public right-of-way, we'll go ahead and fix that. And they put a small fee on the city services bill. You don't even see it. It's pennies per month, but we'll take care of that as the city. So the first thing to do, if you don't know where that blockage is, you call us. We'll check the main first. And then if it is, in fact, a defect in the part that's in the public right-of-way, that part that's under the sidewalk, under the street, that's the city's responsibility. And we'll take care of that at no charge.
That's great. So how would somebody contact the city? Is there an app? Do they go online? Do they make a phone call?
Yeah, the biggest thing is to call our Action Center. And unfortunately, I don't know that number off the top of my head, but you can look at the Action Center for the City of Arlington, or you can call a number after hours, which actually is a dispatch center for the water utilities, and you call 24/7, we'll get somebody out there. Our goal, if you have a blocked sewer, is to be out there at your house within 45 minutes, because no one wants to deal with a backed up wastewater system. So call the Action Center or call after hours, the helpline, and we'll get you somebody out there.
So do you primarily deal with residential properties or also commercial properties?
Commercial, industrial. If somebody said, hey, we've got a problem in the wastewater system, we will go out and check our lines, because you never know. There could be a grease blockage there, or those things they call flushables that really aren't, could have caused a blockage in the pipe. We'll clean the main and get that flowing. But again, if it's on that service lateral in the part that the individual owns, they're responsible for taking care of that.
Okay, good, good. All right, sir. So thank you so much. Here at the Reba Show, we're very proud of sustainable home ownership. And question we ask all our guests, Mr. Cummings, is what does home ownership mean to you?
Quite frankly, you know, personally, I think that's, here we are in the American Dream City. That is the American Dream. There is no greater investment that I think an individual is going to have than what the equity that they have in a home. And it's certainly the pride, and you see it time and time again, of home ownership can make a neighborhood, something other than, you know, if it didn't have that home ownership there. Now, we realize that there's a need for apartments, and we look for that balance very critically in the city, and that's why we have certain zoning to make sure that, hey, we have housing that's out there that is affordable. And we want to play our part as a utility to make sure that either in an apartment, but certainly with home ownership, that people understand the utility part of it, because now they get a direct bill from us. Sometimes in an apartment they don't. It may be paid by the
owner.
Yeah, the property manager,
right,
or the owner. Whereas a home, you're going to get a bill from us, so you got to be aware of those things. So home ownership is critical to us, and we want to make sure that everybody understands their part in the water and wastewater utility when it comes to that piece in home ownership.
Thank you so much. That is very important. Here at the Reba Show, we bring you information about home ownership and how to successfully prepare for it. Reba, which stands for the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, also provides information that will help you become more financially prepared. Our hope is that you will engage us here on the Reba Show and become a loyal fan of our the Reba Show. Again, we're here with Mr. Cummings, Craig Cummings, Director of the Water Utilities Department for the City of Arlington. Thank you again so much for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Great information. I'll be going out and rollerblading at the park districts. I did that last night. That's why I'm wearing this. Here at the Reba Show, we would like to acknowledge that June, which is the last day, is National Home Ownership. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, or sustain a home, talk to your local real estate professional or lenders to get some additional information to help you prepared for that. We are the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, a registered 501c3 nonprofit corporation. We've been streaming live on Facebook. You can see a replay of the video on the Reba Home, the Reba Show Facebook page, and also you can catch us on our YouTube channel where you can subscribe to see future videos. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Reba Show, and that's H-R-E-B-A Show. This episode is also available as a podcast on the Reba Show page at fbrn.us. Again, that's fbrn.us. You can also find us at any podcast app. You can learn about topics we have planned for upcoming shows on our website, rebaconnect.org. That's H-R-E-B-A-C-O-N-N-E-C-T.org. And click on the Reba Show. If you would like to make a donation to continue funding this program and other community outreach efforts, visit Reba Connect and click on the donate page. I am Salvador Villalobos, here from the Reba Show. We'll see you next week from 2 to 3. Thank you.